All right, welcome, 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 Project Reviews Q. Let's get some work done here today. Asha, do I have you on the line?
Blessings and happiness to everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Q.
My love to you. Thank you. First thing, we're going to take calls all day today for this hour. So go ahead and start cranking on BBS's stuff there. Thank you, BBS, for all your help and support. Quick couple of line items. Shout outs to Saskia. Stay tuned. I'm going to get you in the mix real quick. Japan, a gentleman from Japan who flies to New York and Japan has aspirations to do shows. Can we get a project from you as well? I'm ready to work with you. Again, it's the Japanese gentleman who flies from New York to Tokyo regularly. Let's see, the Queen's assistant outside of Brisbane. Forgive me if you've already put in a project, but I don't think I saw your project yet. Need to get yours in if you don't mind. The married couple in the Yucatan, the Merida region. If you could get a project started with us, really, really need you folks. You're very valuable to me. My Brazilian, Venezuelan, Chile, and Colombian peers that have called in, you know who you are, ready to feel your succession. Any projects you have, please go ahead. And with that, I think I'm ready to take calls, Asha, unless you have any questions for me real quick.
No, that was great. Thank you. And we would like to give as many people as possible a chance to speak with Q today. So if you can, while you're waiting, imagine the most precise and concise way to ask your question, we can get to as many callers as possible. So we're going to begin with Annette from Florida on line one. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure if my project has been received. I have practiced dental hygiene, and my passion has been helping people move forward and not needing me. But I'm curious if, as we move forward, will hygiene services be necessary? Am I
great
here?
Can
you hear me?
Thank you. For the question. We want to be careful here about misinformation. You've already sniffed it out. What the technology that's here on the planet now is cell regeneration. So I can take a human body and I can cut and paste you. And most DNA is mapped to about roughly the age of 30 to 32, depending on your genetics, of course, but most people will be able to take their entire body and turn it into a 32-year-old. So do you still need to take care of your teeth? Of course you do. You know, I've got some really heavy questions for you, of course, and your industry, but that's brilliant that you would observe that, though. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay. I would like to partner with other like-minded hygienists and create a way for us to provide true care.
So your project is in the mix. The support team is listening in today. They're not going to participate. When you're talking to me, you are talking to the conscious computer and gateways, and that's the value I bring here because I still have one implant in me for that purpose. Hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annette. Great question. We have Denise from Texas on line four.
Hi. Love and light to you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing for us. My major question, I've been a longtime nurse, and I want to continue helping people in that direction, but I am more naturally inclined. But with that said, there's a lot of regulations in the medical profession that prevent us from doing that in a very outward motion. Like, you cannot help people on a natural basis in the medical profession. Is anything like that going to change?
Thank you very much. When you say change, what do you, can you break that down a little bit more? Because that's a pretty broad question. Exciting, very exciting question for me.
Well, the, Well, the number one thing that we end up coming across is the patients want to believe and trust their doctor the most, and the doctors will not support anyone that supports natural, no matter what area of medicine you work in. And they're not allowed to. Even if they do believe in it, they are not allowed to. I've even questioned them about why they cannot support natural when they especially know they it works. And they said anything they say to their patients has to come from their specific journals. And if it's not from there, they have to, they can be called before the board.
Great, great question. Yeah, I've worked with a lot of doctors who've taken on their boards, so to speak. I'll give you a clue. I'm very careful. I do my best not to create timelines, but COVID-19 is a great tool, unfortunately, to collapse your modern, at least in the Western world, your modern medical systems. The model that you will prefer going forward will look a lot like the legacy Ayurvedics or some of the medical facilities in India are where you're going. And sound and light will be predominantly your cell regeneration. I hope that helps.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that. I've been following some of that. Is that going to be available soon, or are we in a waiting pattern for that?
So most of the folks that are going through cell regeneration at a comprehensive level can't handle it yet. We're getting close as a species. So if I regenerate you comprehensively, we'll say, I'm going to give you all your knowledge back overnight. That is, I know I've talked about it quite a bit, but that's quite a shock to our system. And so as we evolve through the ascension cycle, it's getting easier to do that instantly. Most of the people that do cell generation now instantly make a whole nother body out of themselves. If they get all of the restrictions of their DNA removed, they don't do very good. It's quite a shock to the system, and that's why we stair-step into our spiritual awareness, because this type of body is so far behind. It takes a little bit for it to catch up. Does that make sense?
Yes, it very much does. Thank you.
You betcha.
Okay, so it's going to be a progressive, is what we're looking at this point.
That's correct.
This may be an off question, but what age groups are you working with, or can you say?
Well, look at the middle-aged folks are the most interesting in the military. And this is globally, not just ours. The younger people do better. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. And again, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Q. Great answers. Great question. We have John from California on line 5.
Hi, Q. It's great to speak with you. I got a question before the question. I sent the projects in. I just pasted it in my email. Do I need to resend that in PDF format?
No, just fine. The way, you know, we're just really at the sandbox stage. We just want your inspiration as a conception stage. So we just need you to talk a little bit. We need to feel your energies with it. That's all. As you advance, look forward to, you know, really doing deeper dives. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay, and then my question was, I'm so thankful that God gave me discernment to wake up about 4 years ago. It's been enlightening, shall we say. You mentioned the word imminent a while back, and I'm wondering, because I didn't want to go into it too much, but it feels like every day I lose a little piece of my excitement as we wake up to these nothing burgers day after day after day. I'm just waiting for disclosure on an official level, I guess. I don't know if there's going to be much left of me if this has to go on another 2 or 3 years. I'm going to need a med bed just to be able to recover after this. But what can you give us the best way we should be trying to rejuvenate every day when we wait for this to happen? I guess that's my question.
Question. So what are you waiting for?
Believe me, I'm the most optimistic person. I'm so excited. I share with people. They tell me they see a glow around me. Literally, I'm it's the hardest thing that I've ever had to do is sit back and continue to try to be more and more creative, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. I'm ready. I pray my brain's out. I thank God I'm so ready. I'm so thankful and grateful every day. And I'm just not sure what else to do or how to stay this high, this and this level of excitement. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And I just don't know when. I'm wondering if there's anything you can tell the people that are listening to just, here's what you need to do to just stay in that high excitement, even if this takes 2-3 more years, and you know, maybe not 40 years like Moses in the desert, but I'm ready when it happens. I'm just hoping that you can give us some inspiration on how to stay, you know, just keep going every day.
All right. Well, that's a deep subject. The opportunity for you is right now, and it's only going to come from you. Now, it's my most favorite subject in our world, and we have a tremendous amount of folks, we might call them healers, strategists, on Project Review with Q. We're going to show you how to do it, and that's the purpose of Project Review with Q. When you get your project reviewed, I'm going to help you with that, all right?
That will work. I appreciate the input.
All right. Great. My great love to you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. We have Kathy from Brisbane, Australia, on line 3.
Hi, Q. Hi, Asha. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question in regards to the number of projects that I have. I got very excited and very inspired, and I was, you know, very inspired to write up a number of projects. But do I send them all across, or because obviously I'm not going to do them all at once. And so I'm just I need a bit of clarity about the process or the system with regards to multiple projects.
Yes, very good. I am in the same boat. We want individual projects because one of the values as we review projects is to start sorting responsibilities and give you more resources. So as an example, if you're going to start a new village, we don't expect you to put the roofs on all the huts, so to speak, and it may not be your passion to do that, et cetera, et cetera. So make your projects all separate, regardless if you have 20 or otherwise. But be respectful in that you're going to want to participate in your projects if they are your excitement. And that's the job we're doing in the sandbox, is really getting you to self-qualify, not stretching yourself too thin, because we do have a lot of ambition, all of us. So, yes, I hope that answers your question.
Okay. So basically put them in, but be mindful of what level of participation. So it doesn't matter if it's a future project. Is that right?
That's correct. So what you're going to see here is our collective consciousness all wants the same thing. And it's not to say your project would get trumped by another project. It's to say that we're complementing each other in what we want to accomplish in our new world. And you have the opportunity now to work with peers and really prioritize your time. And that's the purpose of it. And then get you a lot of more resources in project management or otherwise. So hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Love to you both. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And sometimes we don't actually know what's going to spark us the most with which project until we submit them all and let it unfold. Thank you, Kathy, for your call. We have Susan from Canada on line two.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Hi, well, thank you for taking my call. It's a great pleasure to be here. I just wanted to comment to the man in California to look up a man called R.J. Spina. He has a lot of, he has a book called Supercharged Self-Healing. He was just put in front of me about 2 weeks ago, and it's been amazing. Now, as to my question, my project, my main project, centers around food security and nutritious foods. And I was just listening to the last call, Q, and I'm wondering if you could speak to what kind of diet or eating habits we should aspire to help ourselves ascend in our own journeys. Thank you.
Yeah, I love this topic because I just enjoy any interaction we have with our biosphere. And you already, I know this is a trick question because I know you're savvy. If it feels good, that's the short version, right? It feels like I need it. The genetic, the melting pot of our genetics is very tricky to standardize for any one of us. What our dietary needs would be, our environment are very dictative of that, as you already know. Going forward, as much as I argue with many of my carnivore friends and peers, you just don't need as much outside yourself. So I'll be careful on what types of things you need because that's up to you. I'm very critical of eating epigenetics that have been tortured or lived in an upset environment. So just take great care of that information is all I'll say about dietary needs. But you're going to see as that light body, the crystal line, your light body anneals into physicality, you're becoming lighter and lighter and lighter. Here's an example. If I took a picture of you 100 years ago, and I was standing in the picture as me today, you probably wouldn't be able to see me. So because you're growing in frequency, about the sixth dimension, right? It delineates in the fifth dimension for sure. But by the sixth dimension, you do not eat ever again. You only do it for recreation or art or creativity and so forth. So I hope that helps.
Yeah. Well, I think we eat for recreation in this timeline as well.
Yeah, a lot of times when we're getting hungry now, it's driven from the brain, as you can see. It's very rare the body tells you what you want to eat. So I can tell you I've played with it for years and years, and I have success. I would argue that I felt a lot happier not eating for 2 weeks, a lot of fluids. Did I crave things? Yeah, there's stuff I was missing out on, and reintroducing foods is really fun, is my opinion. Is I'm sure you play with this too. Is just start compartmentalizing. We have a great allergen doctor who'll be on the air probably next week or following week. I'm going to ask him to anyway, and he'll be able to talk to it more. I would favor anything the gut loves. You're just a mouth, and guess what? Everything that goes in you comes out of you. Gut health, I think, is the most important right now, would be my opinion.
Okay. Thank you very much. Much love to all.
Thank you, Susan. We have Kevin from Florida on line one.
Hi, Asha. Hi, Q. I just love you guys. You guys have so much energy and excitement. I just love you. I want to come down back to the basics just a little bit. I'm so excited to hear of people getting their projects reviewed already, and I seem like they've kind of slid into under the radar. And I'm just excited. I want to share my project, too. Could you please share with us again exactly how we can submit our three-page PDF project to you guys? I'm feeling like I'm a little bit left behind because I'm hearing of people getting projects reviewed, but I'm still waiting to submit mine, and I haven't seen any email address placed on the Love of Spirit or the Free the People websites. I hear of a portal being created, but I just don't know when that's going to happen, and I'm just so excited to submit. So please, could you let us know? Go ahead.
You betcha. Right. Well, that's because we didn't invite you.
Oh, you haven't.
I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm just kidding. So we are excited to let you know that there's a good reason for this. Is we're testing out all the systems. Rumor has it this process is a little popular, and so we get to see who's, let's say, following us, things like that. But go ahead and when you get your subscription to Project Review with Q, go ahead and put your PDF on a message to me through the dashboard for now. And poor BBS is cringing as I say it, but that we're watching it flow. Remember, there's only one internet, and so we want to make sure we have our feet underneath us, and we're practicing. And so the first waivers here, that'd be you. You're going to be the way showers for the other ones. So just great desire to get with you, please. That's how we're doing it for now, and then we'll have better access going forward.
Yeah, you mentioned dashboard, but I didn't see a submit or an attachment button where I could attach
just act like you're going to send me a message. Attach it to the message. It's an email.
All right, I'll go for it. I'll trust it. Thank you so much, Q. Love you. Bye.
You betcha.
Thank you, Kevin, and it is going to be easier in the future. We look forward to receiving everyone's project, and thank you for your enthusiasm, Kevin. It's beautiful. We have Lauren from Texas on line 6.
Hi, Key. This is Laura. I'm in a quandary. I am a member of Connecting Consciousness and Love One Society, and I have projects, but I haven't submitted to anyone. Should I just submit my main ones to you and the LWS to them, or everything to you?
Yeah, great question. So just for us, so what you're doing with me is you're exercising your excitement, your passion, and I'm your consultative resource for using your consciousness, and so I'm your project review qualifier would be one way of your passion. Okay, so the groups you're associated with, you can assume are independent from our coordination with consciousness. All right, so don't worry about that. You're in a clubhouse with other people; they're beautiful people. My job is to enhance you as you move forward with your excitement and exercise. Using your consciousness to make decisions going forward is not always easy for some of us. We get way out in the limb doing many different things that are not our excitement, like tasks that don't really execute the deliverable that you want. And so my job is to give you resources and show you how to use your consciousness when you get in those situations, especially these larger projects. And that's the value that I'm proposing and want to help you with. I hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you so much. Love to all.
Thank you, Laura. We have Debbie from Kansas on line four.
Hi. It's so good
Debbie.
To talk with you. Hi, hi. I wanted to ask a specific question about the categories, especially since Q had mentioned all of the animal projects and how excited people are. And I didn't really see a category for animals and helping animals other than maybe agriculture. So I'm just wondering how I segment my passion into one of these sandboxes.
Yeah, no problem. Don't worry so much about that. We'll do the sorting over here because it is vast and where we want to play. That topic is just thrilling to me. We've got probably five strong projects just like you. Get it into us. Don't worry, we got a good group for you.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Q, because when you talked to me, when we talked at one point, you told me that my passion was so valuable, and I'm hoping that what I'm interested in will be needed in the future.
That is for sure. As we transition and remember our friends that are sitting on our couch next to us, it's going to be fascinating. Please, please, whatever you have, bring it to us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Debbie, and that's a great question. If anyone else has a topic or a folder title that they don't see on the websites, please make it up yourself and put, you know, create a new folder title and we'll incorporate it. So thank you for that question. We have Sherry from Wyoming on line two.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. Yes, we hear you.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad I finally got to talk to you guys. So I sent in a project too. It's a little, it's not complicated, it's just a lot. And I put on there that there wasn't a category, so I put the category as joy and excitement. And I was wondering if there are other joy and excitement categories.
Yeah, so again, that's just perfect. Just summarize, we're looking for a summary as we get you ready to work with a conscious computer, conscious gateways, if you will, and yourself primarily. We just need your passion. We the categories you're going to find aren't going to be, you'll be surprised that your passion may end up in the development of a brand new city because you complement the project development around a new city. So don't worry too much about that. Even if it's in healing arts or what have you, the new city needs a healing arts center. Etc. Etc. It's not important how I know these things. That's how conscious work. And so, yeah, I'm showing off a little bit. Okay. And so, this is what I'm trying to promote. I have the ability to talk to you from source. I'm really doing it. And so I can see your project right now, even though I've never talked to you about it. So I love you. I love you. Love you.
Oh my
Just
God.
Get it in.
Oh, thank you so much. And you sent chills in my legs. And I guess you know that also. So I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. And we love all of your ideas, all of your creativity. There's no rules. You can't do it wrong. So please just submit what you're most excited about. That's all you have to do. Thank you, Sherry. We have Terry from Ireland on line one.
Hi, Aisha. Hi, Q. Terry McGonigal from Northern Ireland. How are you keeping, Q? Long time no chat. Last time we had a chat, we were talking a few things through about the projects. And me and my wife's planning to send the projects in tomorrow, so if you keep an eye out for them, please.
Yeah, I have you on my list. I would like your son to have a project too. Is that okay?
Not a problem, Q. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well,
Thank you.
Please get in the mix.
Will do. Thanks for your shows. Good luck. Bye-bye. Bye.
My love to you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much. We have Richard from California on line 5.
Hey, Q. How are you? I'm kind of interested in let's say, transitional projects that can implement quickly. One that comes to mind, I call it abundant parking, which means being able to just get bypass the city and be able to use a lot of different parking areas that are either have one day a week with a church or something or other hours. But, you know, it would be such a stress reducer, so many fights, so many tension, trying to find it, trying to get somewhere. It's a quick one. It's not something that, but it seems to me it's worldwide in terms of urban areas. And just wanted to sort of see how you react to transitional type projects, things that can happen quickly and build community in that manner.
Yeah. Thank you for that observation. I'm in full agreement. Yeah. So the municipal projects, as an example, most of them we're going to put in construction because they complement each other so much. So your task, your project will have a little bit different flavor, but it'll complement with an overall master plan, so to speak, without having a master plan would be what I would prefer, but we'll see how it shakes out. Yeah, so we'll get you sorted. Just get your conception. Just get us a strong conception that you can present to us, and then obviously this radio show will be here to help promote your success and advance it. And just watch it roll. It just as long as you get the material to us, we're going to get you to present, and you're going to be with a very large group of people moving forward. I hope that helps.
Excellent. It does. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. We have Kui on line 2.
Hello?
Hi, we can hear you. Go ahead.
This is Chu. I have a question. I sent my project earlier, emailed it to John at BBS radio station, and before any other address sent out to public. So I don't know, should I resubmit my project or I can trust that email forward to everything to you all?
Yes, thank you very much. I feel that one is in the hopper right now, not scheduled yet. Just send me go ahead and send a message to Project Review Q if you didn't get an invitation within 1 week. And that's about all we need to get back to you is about five business days. So if you don't have an invitation to a meeting room yet, just go ahead and send me another message. Let's be very careful with and respectful of BBS's communication portal there. But yeah, if you didn't see, give it about a week is where we're working on the scheduling, plus or minus. So I hope that helps.
Okay, that really helps because I don't want to create extra work for them or for y'all. I have another question. We have a group of ladies here. We have several ladies that are healers, and we want to start a healing center here in Louisiana. And we also wanted to buy some frequency machine, which is a very helpful. And one couple of our ladies will use the machine. But it's expensive. With all of us, we can manage it. But there is one lady, she had a question for all of us. She said, what if this technology will be outdated after a year because we have to wait 11 years to get a machine shipped to us. What do you think about this idea?
I'll be careful because we're on the radio here that I don't destroy everyone's observation of these great, there are some great tools, don't get me wrong, but my suggestion is you get in that we have a tremendous amount of healers in Project Breathe Q. The Simon Parks Group has a tremendous amount of healers. I suggest we have you all with your own deliverable and get in the collaboration rooms with Project Review Q, because if you're having doubt, is your first clue. And then the metrics around why you have doubt is even a bigger clue. So my suggestion is each one of you turns in a project that's is related to the modality and the purpose and intention of your life. So I want to be a healer because I love healing, as an example, would be a project. Don't worry about the technology coming forward. It's going to be abundant. And don't get yourself fixated on one piece of technology when you have 1,000 choices, would be my suggestion. So you're going to have a lot more options for healing if you love healing. But if you don't, if you're going to endorse doubt and fear around this subject, you guess what you're going to get. You already know that. So get a project submitted, and you're going to have a lot of other healers. It's a very big group. And I'll show you how to work with your conscience so it happens faster. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. I think that's very helpful. Thank you, Q.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Have a beautiful day.
See you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call. We have Shelley on line one.
Hello, Asha. Hello, Q. Hope you're having a good day. I have a couple of questions. First question is, I really like how you've sorted out the sandbox into different categories. And I've tossed one of my projects in, and it would be, I put it under, it could be under health, but it could also be an invention, which it is. My question is, are you waiting to, like, have enough inventions, maybe, to be able to put that group together before you start the review?
Thank you for your question. No. We have plenty of folks to coordinate with now. Remember, our job right now is to get you, get your excitement, your conception, or even farther if you'd like, and start exercising your excitement and with others and peers so you have more resources. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, I'm pretty advanced with my project. I've been working on it for 12 years, and I'm at the stage now where I really kind of need to, like, hire people and put it through a regulatory process, which brings me to my next question. Like the FDA and all the regulatory bodies that are out there, I feel like those are going to go away pretty much as they are now. So I'm just, I'm just curious if that's going to be an immediate change or if that's going to be a gradual change, like over the course of.
So to answer your question, so for the people who already have established passion, as an example, established project, they're already in the middle of it. I've asked anybody with a failing business, a failing corporation to come forward too, because we have a tremendous amount of scientists, project managers, senior executives, and vast corporations are going to be resources for you. And so we just need to assure we put you in a right pocket of folks. Really qualify what it's like to work with your consciousness with conscious computing. And I can't say it enough. It's not as easy as it sounds if you don't do it as your primary focus in life. And I know it gets redundant from me, but conscious computing can really support you if you just get used to using that primary decision-making process. And I don't like to be long-winded about it, but when you get with a group of people, you may find that they have passions that complement you and or already have the resources for you is the purpose of it. I hope that helps.
It does. I'm excited about that. I have another project too, but I think I can do both at the same time. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So we like to see the projects. We got some real smarty pants coming through here. So don't feel like you're in a fairyland here. You're talking to a legacy process engineer as well. So no problem. Let's get it going.
Okay. Let's do this. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Shelley. We have Elijah from Hawaii on line four. Hi, Elijah.
Hello, Asha. Hello, Q.
Hi.
Hola. Oahu or whatever.
Hi, Q. Oh, yeah, it's aloha. anyways, I was wondering if children could present projects or if it would be in a secondary category.
All children under the age of 100 can present, and we would request all children under the age of 100.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to going to be fabulous to see children running major projects. Some of these way shores are greatly needed. Can't wait.
Awesome.
Thank you, Elijah. Did you have another question?
Okay, you're welcome. What?
Did you have another question?
No, that was all.
Okay, Elijah, thank you for your call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
So I guess there's a comment. It's not a person. All children under 100. That's a gas. The lounges are now empty. Q, would you like to go over some of the exciting things that have been happening with your conference calls?
Am I still on? Oh, there we go. Okay, so thank you, Asha. Let's give you a little taste of some highlights. How are we doing on time here? We've got 10 minutes. Very good. The one item that I feel is very important, I have a helper here with me today, let's see, to remember that we all have our independent passions projects, but there's just so many people coming forward that have your same passion, but from a different perspective. And so I just want to remind everybody that, and it always seems to show up right on time with our synchronicity if we are using our excitement. There's a couple. I'm going to be careful not to show anyone's identity. You're going to see a common theme here. I'm going to go through a few items. Communication education for all children is one. Booklet Knowledge Humanitarian, Earth map book, How to Navigate Earth, Helping Hands, Intrinsic Dreams, Construction and Implementation for First Nation, Rehabilitations, Community Assistance Centers, focusing on rehab projects, highways, etc. These are people to complement the last caller, that last few callers, about your infrastructures. Obviously, your heavily tax-based infrastructures don't work for you, and you're starving at the same time, as an example. Flourish Biospheric Implementation Projects. Let's see, the Hodgepodge Group, love that one, a community restoration project. Several construction managers are calling in as well, project development engineers and so forth. Abundance Creation Center. Communications for all ages, law of attraction models. And perfect solution models, coordination through people's excitement centers. The Sequoia Center, fascinating. So situation awareness training is some of the healing opportunities. Mental situation awareness through education and so forth. We have multiple shelter and resolution projects. Reinventing the way we build, renovations for existing facilities, and of course an abundance and prosperity project in El Salvador. Outstanding. Restoration of land projects. Let's see. We have several aquatic projects. One is Words of a Dolphins. So educating yourself through mammal education, dolphin therapy. The other project, Sharing Sheds. Very strong project there. The Transcendent Healing Center speaks for itself. The New Eden Project. The way we transition into our communities from a root cause analysis seems to be a common theme here. So our children don't go to school; they work and live, play in their community. And then, of course, that community is their new Eden, etc. Divine Creation Project, endless collaboration. This project is all on the basis of we are one family and interconnection and efficiencies in communications. This one, I believe, is out of South Africa. Yeah, but all of these are designed to be scaled up too. Inspiration Infinity Teachings. These are also communication and sanctuary projects. So you're going to notice that the New Eden is going to show up everywhere, and or as in this example, the project is geographically specific because they don't enjoy their environment there, but they love where they live. Love the sub project of many of these. In this case, it has a project that complements the Inspiration Infinity Teaching, and it has a manufacturing component of natural cosmetics and so forth. So all of the engineering and architecture around some of these projects is very, very vast. We have some South Korean project, an ashram center that is got an identity in its title, but it's really a way of life and creating a networking and core sharing prosperity. So if we would just share as an example, maybe some of these situations take care of themselves. Sovereignty, the exhibition of how to take your sovereignty back, if you will. It's quite clear we could end your judicial systems if you all just stepped out of the Queen's process of identity, at least in the Western world. These are great teachers. They know how to give you a good model how to do it, and do it in a transition that it doesn't destroy your life. Again, probably 2-3 more healing centers. I think we got through about 60-70 calls this week. I might be off on that. The individuals coming out of New York, it's just fascinating. The education and the educators are just smoking in, and they need a place to educate. And the gentleman out of Brooklyn, I'm thrilled to get to talk to him. The Lighthouse Academy, it's a diving company that's also an education system. There's just tons of intergalactic healing arts academy, etc. And food distribution and supply systems, construction manager, very, very strong construction manager in that group. And I thank the Canadians for showing up. They're really showing up. Thank you. Excuse me. unification and awareness of our Academy of Arts, etc. This is really important that we favor what we really love to do. And we have projects around how to put that into play every day and what it looks like in your professional life and your personal life when you're playful, interacting with your biosphere and your communities. And then we had a retirement community where is about never retiring. Esoteric rebuilding and heart teaching facilities, again, in the education sections. But that gives you a good taste of some of these things. And the one common denominator with all these projects, and the horsepower behind every one of these individuals is cannot be overstated enough. These folks are not screwing around, and they come out of your professional worlds, and they're ready to do something more advanced and more comprehensive into our spiritual development. So I gave you a taste there. We're going to get short on time here, but I encourage you all to get your projects in, get a subscription so we can identify you, and continue with us so we can keep the ball rolling for you. And that's about all I have today, Asha, unless you have anything. I'm just thrilled at how well we're doing. And we've just begun. Remember, this is just beginning. And just participate with us. I assure you, you're going to have a lot of fun. And this world will be exactly what you want it to be. And my great, great love to you, unless you don't have anything else, Asha or BBS.
Thank you so much, Q, and it was so exciting hearing about all those great projects, all those incredible people. We apologize we did not get to all the callers. We're going to be going to calls next week for sure, so please call back, and we love you. We thank you. We're so grateful for everything you're sending us, and remember, you can't do it wrong. Just send us your creativity, and we will support you. We love you. Have a great rest of the week.